Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic, no glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
It's super wife, super wife, super wifey. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It truly looks like a filter for your face.
I've not used a brow gel that works as well as this does.
This has completely changed my makeup game.
My skin is so, so smooth. I don't even need to use lotion.
I'm going to say something controversial. Y'all are constantly looking for a dupe for La Mer. I think I actually found a dupe.
I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Sarah, we have some beauty news. Okay, this is kind of major. This is kind of major news.
When you added this to the list, I was like, what?
Yes, so I'm awaiting more info, but news has spread. Both Smashbox and Becca posted this on their Instagram. Smashbox will be selling Becca. All we know at this moment is that they're going to be selling two products marketed as Smashbox Heart Becca, and that will include Champagne Pop, and the Under Eye Brightening Perfector. Both of these brands are Estee Lauder Company's brands. So I'm really curious, how does this work? Is it an acquisition? Is it ELC moving Becca underneath? They're only selling two products. Will this continue to be branded as Smashbox Loves Becca, or at some point will Champagne Pop become a Smashbox product?
It's just confusing to me. I'm happy to see that Champagne Pop lives on.
Thank God. Thank God. It's the one thing that should have been saved in the fire, right? It's like great lash level of a beauty product. So I'm happy to see it's going to live on. I'm just super curious. I've reached out to the brand to see if they can kind of clarify this partnership, what it means, if there will be more than two products. Watch our Instagram for more information once I receive it. But yeah, if you are obsessed with Champagne Pop and the under eye brightening perfector, you're going to be able to get it. And it's all thanks to Smashbox. So I'm sure there was money exchanged, you know, Smashbox paid Becca, but then they have the same parent. I don't know. I would love more intel on this situation.
Me too. Great job getting the scoop on this.
Well, you know what? I think too, like Smashbox needs this. What's one product Smashbox has launched in the last 3 years that you've cared about?
The Los Angeles lip gloss.
Fine. Like, I knew Smashbox for their primers. That was what I knew them for.
Oh my gosh. We need to have a whole discussion and episode about primers because I was like reorganizing my beauty closet and I have like a giant box of like primers that have just been collecting dust. And I was just going to toss all of them.
Are they old though?
A lot of them are old. Like some of them are Smashbox, like a couple years old. I'm going to end up donating it, but I haven't touched or worn a primer in a really long time. That was just what I meant to say by all of that.
Yeah.
But to your point, I mean, Smashbox is like iconic, obviously, but I can't think of anything that I really love from the brand in the past couple of years.
I know they did those palettes with Shay Mitchell at one point. They were like really big into like the setting sprays, like had like 1,000 of those, I remember vividly. But Smashbox has always been about primers for me. And they haven't really made anything in the last few years that has like stood out. I was thinking about this. We should have a segment on the show called Let's Make It Better. And we dissect a brand or a product and we're like, this was really good, but you fucked up. And this is how you would make it better. Or you're really fucked up. This is what you actually should have done.
This is like, we should have Jess Chia come on as she's with her MBA degree and help. Be like, what would you do differently had you been able to run this beauty brand?
Yeah, she would be the informed one. I would just be giving my personal opinion. I know the brand I would start with. Smashbox could be folded in there somewhere too.
Okay. I wish that I would have held on to my Clinique Black Honey lipstick from like the 90s, a hand-me-down from my sister, because it's currently sold out.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere. This product has been around for so long, but Gen Z has rediscovered it and has taken to their TikToks to wax poetic about the product. And as a result, it is sold out, which is just the power of the youth and the power of the TikTok. And I have not thought about this product in so long. And I'll be honest, I'm like, oh, I think I need it again. For those of you who are not familiar with the product, it is a lipstick that is kind of like magic because no matter your skin tone or the color of your lip, it kind of blends in with the natural tone of your lip and it creates like this beautiful, very like that lived in, not a popsicle look because it's deeper than that because it's black honey, but it really just gives a sultry color to your lips. Like that girl on TikTok who pinches her cheeks to make herself red. It's like that for your lips.
Yes.
Like someone bit your lip.
Ooh, sexual.
I know.
So Amelia Clark is a Clinique ambassador and there's like a video for using it. If you're not familiar, it's just a lightweight, transparent pigment that goes on the lips very smoothly, and then it transforms to your natural tone. So it's completely unique to you. It's very much like the green lipsticks that turn pink, pH-activated situation. It's beautiful, literally has been around forever. It's been sold out for however long because of TikTok that now people are like showcasing different dupes. So apparently a good dupe is the Sephora collection Melting Lip Clicks Lip Balm in Blackberry, which would make sense when I look at this color of black honey. I think of blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's an e.l.f. product that's not listed, but there's an e.l.f. dupe. Oh, wait. e.l.f.'s Sheer Slick Lipstick in Black Cherry. Okay. And Chapstick's Total Hydration Lip Oil in Sheer Plum. Okay. That's according to Reddit. Black Honey, the hashtag, has currently 11.4 million views on TikTok. Congratulations, Clinique. You're back in the game.
Yep.
You're back in the game. It took one product. This is what I love about TikTok because what we've known about Black Honey for a decade at this point, you and I.
Yeah, longer than that.
We have this information that we just think people know, but it's brand new information to everyone on TikTok. So that's why we should just be getting on TikTok and telling people everything we know, because it's new to them.
Totally.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's wild. It's absolutely wild. I love it.
Okay, Kirby, I can't wait for you to break this down for me.
Okay, so Chrissy Teigen has never shied away from telling us about all the treatments she's had done.
Which is why we love her so much.
Yeah, she got liposuction on her armpits. Remember Lexi Lebsack, who's been on this podcast before, was a reporter at Refinery 29. And when we went to the full circle moment, Becca and Chrissy Teigen event, she asked, you know, what kind of crazy treatments have you gotten done? And Chrissy was like, oh, I've gotten armpit fat removed so I didn't have like a little vagina around my armpit, which is hilarious. She talked about Botox in your armpits. Recently, she shouted out Dr. Jason Diamond. She got buccal fat removal. If you're not familiar with what buccal fat is, basically they take out part of your cheek on the inside. And it creates this very sculpted, if you have more of like a rounder or square face, it makes your cheekbones look more cut.
Pronounced.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like the Angelina Jolie treatment.
Correct. So the buccal fat removal, it's one of the most requested facial cosmetic procedures to emerge over the past few years, according to Birdie. It's inspired in large by celebrities rumored to have undergone the surgeries themselves. I could tell you five celebrities off the top of my head that have had this done, but they were born that way. Wink, wink, wink. Okay. So you remove the pads of fat in your mid-cheek area, the buccal fat pads, and you reveal a slimmer and more contoured face. Bella Hadid, whose picture often pops up as inspiration for this look. The results vary, but they almost always come with a defined cheek hollow. And to be completely honest, I have certainly considered this procedure in the past.
I have a question though.
Yeah.
As we age, obviously, things start to droop, but also for a lot of people, they lose that fat in their cheeks, which is what makes you look young.
Correct.
And you just kind of start to look a little bit, not gaunt, but you know, you definitely look older. So my question is, for like a Chrissy Teigen or people who are getting this, when they get older, are she going to get fillers in
her cheeks? Okay, so this is a great point. So the reason why I ultimately decided against doing it is that I am already noticing volume loss in my face. Mm-hmm. And I do get filler to help lift and restore lost volume. When you get that buccal fat pad removed, it doesn't come back.
No.
It's not similar to Cool Sculpting, in which they, you know, freeze off your fat cells and they disappear. But then if you gain weight, they come back. Like, that's not what is happening here. It's just permanently gone. And so Birdie addresses this. They said, anyone who wants to undergo buccal fat removal should also be wary of more long-term results of the procedure. While defined cheek hollows and less fat might look great on younger patients now, it's worth considering how it will look as it ages. The natural aging process causes fat loss in the face, which increases with every decade. Dr. Lin, this dermatologist that they consulted about this, it says patients beyond the age of 50 generally are not recommended cheek reduction surgery. Mm. The procedure may lead to sunken cheeks and may enhance other signs of facial aging at increased ages. And it says, additionally, if you already have thin or particularly angled face, buccal fat removal isn't recommended. Results may leave you looking gaunt, worn, or older than you are. That being said, Chrissy has always had a very full, round face.
Yes.
So I think she probably talked to Dr. Diamond about this and was like, what are the pros? What are the cons? And because of her face shape and because of how filled out her cheeks are, I think that she probably decided to go ahead with it. Now, when she posted about it, the reason why she was posting about it is because she's been 50 days sober. You know, she's like trying to like cut alcohol out of her life. So she was celebrating being 50 days sober. She mentioned that she got the buccal fat removal and she said that she's noticing it even more now because she has stopped drinking.
Yeah.
So the puffiness has kind of
the bloat
subsided
in the face. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know that I would have even really noticed, which is why I feel like so many people go to Dr. Diamond, because he's so good at all the like doing all these treatments and procedures on people, and the public doesn't really notice because he's very subtle. But yeah, like, I think she looks great.
Yeah. When I saw her face, like, after she mentioned it, I definitely noticed it. There's literally an account that's called Buckle Fat Removal on Instagram. And you can see all of the different ways buckle fat removal has impacted different people. I'm looking at an image right now. This looks like it actually lifted this woman's face. But then again, I'm not sure if she also got like cheek filler or, you know, what else she might have gotten done. Mm-hmm. But yes, like there's definitely like a photo of Bella Hadid in here. It's from her photos of when she was younger. I would not be surprised that she had this done. But then again, literally any model that you see with that super sculpted cheek and defined face, you know, Dr. Anna Guanche, she does buckle fat removal like nobody's business. It's like one of her biggest procedures that she gets done, like that she does to other people.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just one of those procedures too that like people can get away with being like, oh, I just like lost a bunch of weight and worked out.
Oh, yeah. You can totally lie. You can totally lie. This is one of those like, I'm going to lie about what I had done procedures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the news. That's what's happening. It says that the cost typically is between $2,000 and $5,000 depending on your geographic location. And you usually have to go under general anesthesia, but you can do local should you prefer. Can you imagine being awake while they're chopping your cheek? No.
No, absolutely not. It's going to be like, what's the show on HBO?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hacks.
It'll be like Hacks. You'll go to the lovely resort.
Yep.
Your assistant will be there with you.
In a mere 4 years. A mere 4 years when I go get my facelift. Very excited about it. 39, here I come. Patrick, get ready. Okay, y'all, we are doing something a little bit different. So there's just so many products that I've been loving lately. I don't want to spread these out because I just want to get them all out there. I just want to tell every single person right now exactly what I'm loving.
It's going to be like a speed round super wife.
It's a super wife. Super wife, super wife, super wifey. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. What's on our super wife? I think I have maybe mentioned this in a past episode. Forgive me if I have, but we really need to talk about Valentino Beauty. It is so good, y'all. It is so good. I think in terms of designer brands that have launched makeup, obviously I'm a whore for Dior, but Valentino is maybe tied at this point. The products are beautiful. I swear you buy this product for someone for a gift, they're going to freaking love it. It's just gorge. Has the Valentino V. It's red. It looks very different from every other designer brand I've seen. And I've tried every single one of the products and I'm just truly, truly impressed. They have a brow pencil slash pen slash spoolie thing. It's a 3-in-1. Stunning. Love the eyeliner, double-ended, a pencil and a marker in one. But I think the products that everybody should at least go pick up or put on your wish list to try is their foundation. Every effing time I use this foundation, I'm just staring at myself in the mirror going, is this my skin? This looks so good. It truly looks like a filter for your face. I found the perfect shade for when I'm tan. I actually need to go buy a shade for me when I'm just like not tanned at all. I honestly want to pick up two or three more of these foundations because they're just so good. And a little bit goes a long way. So I start in the middle of my face. I put a few dots just right in the middle, buff it out. And even without powder, it just sets so beautifully. I have only incredible things to say about this entire brand. You will not go wrong. They have the staples, but then they also have these beautiful pots that are like these glitter pots that are so easy to apply. I put them in the inner corner of my eye and people were like, what the hell are you wearing? It's beautiful. It's an elevated beauty brand. Obviously, it's Valentino. And I think that it's worth a shot. Like everybody should be trying their products.
I have some of their samples, but I have not played around with them. And now I'm going to. I don't think I got the foundation, though. I need to ask for that.
For sure.
How much are the products?
So the Valentino, Very Valentino 24-Hour Wear Liquid Foundation is $64. You can get it at places like Nordstrom, Selfridges, Bloomingdale's, any really high-end retailer. $64, yes, it's an expense. Trust me, you will have this for a while. I mean, I've had it for several months, like since before the launch, and you can't even see I made a dent in it, okay? So luminous silk level mm-hmm. of prestige. Mm-hmm. I haven't broken the bottle yet, so thank God. But yes, it's just an incredible brand and I love it so much.
Sold. Okay, I already mentioned this. We already talked about it, but I just want to mention it again to give it the flowers it deserves. So the Makeup by Mario Master Hold Brow Gel. I freaking love this product.
Okay, walk us through it because you told us you loved it, but you didn't explain what makes it great.
So it is a clear, lightweight brow gel, and it's meant to lift and sculpt and have like a matte finish. It's waterproof. I feel like it says that it's like a no budge hold, but I like, you know how some brow gels are so goopy and sticky, and it's honestly like, I think if you were to use like a hair gel, for example, like it really, yes. you know, freezes your brows in place. This doesn't do that. I feel like there's still some like flexibility, which for me personally, I like to have like a hold, but I like to be a flexible hold. What I thought was interesting was that when Mario launched this line of brow products, it was a bunch of pencils and then just this one clear brow to like set the brows. I was like expecting him to launch like tinted brow formula as well. And I was like, I'm going to give this one a try. And I just feel like maybe it's my particular brow hairs. Maybe it's just the look that I'm going for. But I've not used a brow gel that works like as well as this does for me personally. Even 24-hour brow setter is kind of too goopy for me.
Wow.
I know. And I think too, what it is about this product as well is the brush. It's like the bristles are longer. Okay. So you really can like work it through your brows and lift your brows into a place where you want it to be. Like if you want that like feathered brow look, it has like two sides to the brow. Like there's one side that has like the long bristles and one that's just like really short. So you can sort of just like brush it through. I can't. So how I use this, I actually use it first and then I let it set. I'm a big brow powder and brow pomade girl. And I actually like to go in after I let this brow gel set and then fill in my brows. And then I brush through it again.
I definitely want to try this. I forgot to call it in.
I thought that I saw you using it. Was that something else?
No, they sent the email like, hey, do you want it? And I just completely forgot. And obviously I'm a Makeup by Mario stan, but
you're gonna as love I mentioned, this.
I'm like on the Reffy and Patrick Ta train right now. Totally. So I'm going to marinate with those and then I'll reach out and try this because it sounds right up my alley. Is the brush, does it look like a mascara wand?
No, it looks like old school brow brushes where it's just like a mini brush. That's what it looks like.
Okay. I think it's smart that he just came out with a single brow gel because personally, I know like the whole adding color to your brows thing with a gel or whatnot is popular for some people, but I'm starting to get to a point for my brows where I like know how to fill them in properly with a pencil. So I would rather just do that and then have something that's going to like keep them upright, you know?
I love a brow gel for like on the go, you know, if I'm like running an errand or whatever, but like I need to use a pomade or a powder
to fill in.
Yeah, to fill in to get the brow look that I want. And then I go in and, you know, set it with the gel. So, yeah, I can't wait for you to try it. It's only $20.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's affordable. And I will say, I think that I'm going to go through this really quickly. So that's like the only caveat, but I'm happy to buy it again.
Shout out to Makeup by Mario. We literally love anything that this man puts out. It's just so good. Okay. So Kaja is a brand that was created by Sephora, right?
Yes.
Or were they acquired by Sephora? I think it's a Sephora brand that was created with an emphasis on K-beauty.
Yes.
Okay. So they created a 3-in-1 mascara and launched it at the end of August. And I tried it. Honestly, like it's pretty and I think that if you're somebody that uses multiple mascaras, this is going to be your jam. I don't. I always, if I'm using one mascara, I just stick to the one. But they sent along their wink stamp, and it's a winged eyeliner stamp with this mascara, and it ended up being my favorite product out of the entire bunch. Struggle with winged liner. I stopped doing it for a very long time because I just could not get the wings to line up. I couldn't make them look even. It always made my eyes look wonky, like one was higher than the other. And they sent along the stamp. And so it's literally just the wings. So it, they identify the left and the right side. And you go and hold on, I'll just show you. I'll show you. I'm going to do it right now, right in front of you, Sarah Tan. So you just hold it up to your little eye and you just go bam. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the other side. Bam. And then they sent along their eyeliner. And so I can connect it and do whatever. But sometimes I just do the wings with my eyeshadow and it looks so freaking good. And they're even and they're like upright and it's the perfect angle that I want. I try to do the wing. I try to make it a little cutesy. Sometimes it just looks like a big black blob on my eyeball. This has just taken the guesswork out of it, and I am frankly obsessed with it. I mean, there's been plenty of winged liner stamps in the past, right? But I always felt that they were really difficult to try to figure out. It just never worked for me. I always was like, okay, I'll just have to suck it up and figure out how to make them look good myself. This has completely changed my makeup game. So again,
I talked about this product as my wife in August 2019. I just looked it up.
No, you did not. Oh my God. I didn't even remember. I totally have like, it's changed my life. So the Sarah Tan wife.
It's a double wife. It's a double wife, you guys.
We need a double wife document.
We do. I haven't used it like probably since because I completely forgot about it and I need to get a new one. But for me, like especially with like my eye shape, and I feel like I could just never get them the right, you know, equal size. One's always bigger than the other. And this one just makes them perfectly symmetrical. And also, you know, like when you're in a rush, like you don't have time. You don't have time to sit there and, you know, do each side. This one makes it super easy.
It's $25. If you struggle with the winged liner and you actually want to start doing winged liner again and you don't want it to take an act of Congress to get it on your freaking eyelid, by all means, buy this. I am truly obsessed with it. It's so, so, so good. Good job, Sarah.
I mean,
I'm shocked I like didn't even remember that.
It was so long. I think it was probably like our second episode. Okay. I want to talk about the brand Soft Services. Have you been using their products?
No, but I read a great story about them. So tell the people about this brand.
So it's a brand that is specifically making products for your body. And it's catered to people who have like KP or sensitive skin. I have been using, obviously been using like the Peach and Lily body bump product. I've been using Kosas and Drunk Elephant. They all have like great exfoliating body products.
Mm-hmm.
But Soft Services makes this buffing bar. It is literally just like a soap bar that you can use to exfoliate your skin. It's like a konjac sponge. When you're rubbing it into your skin, like you are really physically exfoliating your skin, but it also has this moisturizing base. So it's not going to like tear apart your skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it exfoliates, but it still moisturizes. I use it every day. It's not scented. So I actually even follow up with like a body wash because I just like to smell good, but it's like a good foundation. I use it under my underarms, like before I shave or any areas like my bikini line.
Yes, yes.
And I used it the other night, as I usually do on my legs where I have like, you know, my strawberry skin. I was on the couch with Matt and he was like, did you shave your legs? Which like he never says. And I was like, no, I actually just use my buffing bar. And he's like, it feels like so smooth. Like it's crazy smooth.
Ooh. Okay. Now I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it.
And it's just like the thing with like the body bump and all the glycolic like body washes and stuff. I just worry that I'm using them too often, or I don't want to use them, you know, every day, and I shouldn't. The products instruct you not to use them every day. But this is something that, like, in lieu of, like, a loofah, in lieu of a loofah or a konjac sponge, you can really get in there, or you don't have to use it super deeply. You can use it really quickly and, like, lightly if you want, like, however much pressure you want to apply. My skin is so, so smooth. Like, I don't even need to use lotion, but obviously I do. And they also make a really great lotion as well that I have been using. The whole line is really, really good.
I need to get this for when I exfoliate after my self-tan.
Yes, yes. It would be the perfect product. And it's $28 for 2 bars. And I thought that the bar was going to, like, disintegrate after, like, a week. But it's very solid. It'll probably last me, like, you know, I use it every day. It probably lasts me a month, maybe more.
I love that. I think having physical exfoliation for your body is, like, very important.
So important, especially if you're, like, the type of person like me that layers a bunch of, like, lotion and sunscreen on. I mean, and you too, Kirby, every day. Like, you just feel so clean and smooth and soft after.
I love it. Soft services.
Soft services.
I'm into it. I'm into it. The brand founders came from, like, Glossier, and one was, like, a beauty editor.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Halloween is nigh, and I went to Friends Beauty Supply, a professional beauty store here in LA, to pick up some bald caps, to pick up some prosthetics that I'm going to be using. And when I was there, I needed help finding paint colors for a specific character I'm going to attempt. And we were going through these Ben Nye paints, cream paints, and we were mixing and stuff. And the associate that was helping me was like, okay, and then you set it with powder and it will truly, like, not move. I'm like, but it's cream. It's, like, definitely going to move. She's like, no. You need the RCMA makeup, the original no color powder. Okay. So for any makeup artists listening, this is not news to you, but this is literally the best powder to ever exist. When it comes to photography, movies, like, this is the shit that people are using. I first heard about RCMA from Makeup by Mario. Makeup artists claim to use all these different foundations and stuff on their clients, but at the end of the day, they bust out the RCMA foundations and they use them because they are very pigmented, they get the job done, and you don't use a lot of them. It's like a very seamless foundation. So I get this powder. I've been using it every single day. Since I've gotten it, I powder myself after I apply my sunscreen when I'm not wearing foundation. I will powder my face underneath my foundation because I'm super oily, especially after my sunscreen, and it gets the job done.
It doesn't pill, or your foundation doesn't look cakey after?
Nope. And the net weight is 3 ounces. So this is like a pretty giant bottle of powder.
It's huge.
Like, it's going to take a long time for me to get through this. It's cruelty-free and vegan. It says it's paraben-free, made in the USA. It's the original. You can apply it very heavily with a puff or with your powder brush. You know, and I do love the Tatcha powder. I love Hourglass's powder. I love Stellar's powder, Pat McGrath. Like, obviously, I love those powders. But really, like, when I apply this, I do not have to touch up. And that is saying a lot, especially for my shiny ass forehead. So I really appreciate that when I just put this on my forehead, I'm not worrying about, okay, do I need to powder in like 3 to 4 hours?
Yeah.
It's just done for the day. I'm obsessed with it. Let me get you guys the price. Hold on. Oh, and y'all are going to love this because it's literally $14. It's so effing cheap. It's just, it should not be this cheap for how much you get.
And it looks like it'll last you forever, to be honest.
I truly don't even use that much because of how effective it is. So just saying, check out RCMA. Check out the brand in general. Like, this is the gold standard when it comes to photography and movie makeup and things like that. So I go to Friends Beauty over the hill. I can't remember exactly where it is, but it's like close to the valley. But I'm sure they carry it at other makeup artist type stores. So check it out if you're in need of a new powder.
I'm back with another lip product recommendation.
Shocker.
Shocking. I was very pleasantly surprised by all of Merit Beauty's products. To be completely honest, when they were launching, I was like, I feel like I'm not going to like this. Surprise, Sarah, you were wrong. I love all of their products.
Why did you not think you were going to like it?
I don't know. You know, we're beauty editors, Kirby. We approach everything with a critical eye. And we know what we like. And we like what we know. And then this new brand comes along. But I love it. I love all the products. I'm very pleasantly surprised. And I think you would too, actually. So they have a lip oil. Their Shade Slick Tinted Lip Oil. And okay. I don't actually usually like lip oils. I just feel like even though my lips are dry, oils are just too much. Like I prefer a balm, a tinted balm. And I also find that tinted lip oils are never pigmented enough for my liking. I also feel like I've never found any tinted lip oils that have a good color range for me. But I love this product so much. And they sent me their collection because we were testing it out for Refinery, the Summer Beauty Innovator Awards. So I have like multiple, and I literally have one in like each of my purses. I find it in my pockets. Like, you just know that that's like proof that you like a product, right? When you like find it everywhere.
Yes.
This particular color, I think it, I don't know if this is one of their fall shades, but it actually kind of reminds me of the Clinique Black Honey.
Is it Falcon or is it Sangria?
Oh, okay. So I think it's Sangria. So it is not one of their new colors, but it's like kind of like this deeper, like a Cabernet. And I'll put it on for you here. We'll do a little ASMR. It's like almost more of a gloss, but it's not sticky than an oil. Okay.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's gorge. That looks just like your natural lip color, but better.
Exactly. Yep. Like that Black Honey magic.
Ooh, that is a Black Honey dupe.
I know,
isn't
it? That
is a Black Honey dupe. It's Merit Shade Slick Tinted Lip Oil in Sangria.
Yes.
They have it at Sephora. I forgot that they're sold at Sephora.
I will say it's not long lasting or anything. Like, that's probably totally why I have it in all my purses, because like, I'm always reapplying it.
Okay.
But I'm not mad about it at all because it's like very comfortable on the lips. It is a lip oil, so it is hydrating. And the color is just really beautiful.
The reviews that I'm looking at on Sephora seem to be like, they seem to love it. Beautiful deep brown. The lip oil feels so smooth, beautiful in color and formulation. It looks very natural. This lip oil is the perfect addition to my beauty routine. It's buildable. And then there's a bunch of photos, which are gorgeous, and everyone looks freaking stunning. And it has 4.5 stars as of right now.
Okay, I know. So here's my only thing is it's $24 and it's not very big. So to me, that's like it's a little bit expensive for what it is.
Okay.
That's my only qualm.
There is a review that's like, it's so small. So that's why I was going to ask, since it is $24, does it feel like it should be $24, like formulation wise?
For me personally, yes, because it's hard for me to find a tinted lip oil that I like. I don't know that Merit calls themselves a clean beauty brand, but if you are someone that cares about the ingredients in your color cosmetics, I think that's kind of like what you're paying for when it comes to the formulations. Like, I think if you're an Ilia fan, if you're a Say Beauty fan, you're probably a Merit Beauty fan as well. I highly, highly recommend this product.
It says that it's fragrance-free, vegan, a clean at Sephora brand. So there you go.
There you go.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I need to try out Merit then. I admittedly was not like, that's just one of those brands I did not even think to care about.
Totally.
But I've heard good things. Like, I went to an event recently and people were like, oh yeah, the Merit stuff is pretty good. I'm like, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm going to say something controversial on this podcast. Y'all are constantly looking for a dupe for La Mer. Y'all are trying to tell everyone that Nivea is a La Mer dupe. It is not. It might feel the same. It might moisturize the same, but it does not help with redness and all of those other things that La Mer makes claims to do because of the miracle broth and the algae and all the other stuff that La Mer has included. They might have the same moisturizing base, but that does not make it a dupe, okay? I think I actually found a dupe. And it's not an exact dupe, but based on what it says it does, I'm like, you know what? Okay, maybe there's something here. So it is the Happy Dance Look Alive Face Moisturizer, which includes 150 milligrams of CBD. This is Sarah's BFF, Kristen Bell's brand. who the publicist for the brand let me know at their event this week that like Kristen Bell really loved Sarah. Like they had a good rapport and like maybe they're going to be best friends. I don't know.
Well, that definitely means she's coming on the pod then.
She already has a best friend named Kirby, so I'm out of the running.
Oh, bummer.
But you're ready to go. Okay. Creme de la mer, if you go to the website, it says that your sensitivities are soothed, dryness disappears, and with daily devotion, this is a quote, skin feels firmer, lines and wrinkles are visibly diminished, and a more uplifted, rejuvenated look emerges. It says that in just hours, the skin feels firmer. It helps repair the looks of fine lines and wrinkles in 4 weeks and helps visibly lift the skin in 8 weeks. Okay.
Okay. Pause for a second. I just love that it says with daily devotion.
Yeah. Like you got to be committed.
Yeah.
Like you need to worship La Mer. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're making like anti-aging claims here, right? Okay. Happy Dance is not making these claims by any means. But one thing that I did love about La Mer is that it like does help with redness. It's supposed to help with like any skin sensitivity that you may have while also just very deeply moisturizing the skin. And I feel like this is exactly what Happy Dance's Look Alive moisturizer does. It doesn't have the same consistency as La Mer, you know.
Like a water cream almost.
It's like a pudding. So Look Alive is a pudding. I feel like La Mer is very deeply... it's a creme. It is the creme.
Like it's like a little bit is a lot.
You have to take La Mer and warm it up in your fingers and then apply it so it works properly, okay? With Look Alive, you just take a little bit, okay? And frankly, like you don't need a lot. I take the smallest amount and it goes all over my face. It gives you this beautiful glow, but I love it at night because it helps lock in the moisture from my serums. I love using it after retinol. And it looks beautiful under makeup. Mm-hmm. One thing that I noticed when I used too much of this and then put on sunscreen, I did get pilling. So you really, truly just need like the littlest amount.
So what you're saying is the CBD in conjunction with the avocado oil, a dupe for the Miracle Broth.
Yes. So, and guys, I'm using dupe loosely. Like, it's not the same. It's not going to deliver the same benefits. But CBD is incredible for inflammation and irritation. It's just one of those ingredients that I know has a lot of controversy around it because claims are made and then you can't really measure exactly how well it works. But Happy Dance is one of those brands that was created as an offshoot of Lord Jones. And as you guys have heard our ads with Lord Jones, we just trust Lord Jones.
They do a lot of the clinical testing. They've got their studies and research to back it up.
Exactly. What they say on the website for Look Alive, it's whipped. It's a hydrating face cream. It's light on the skin without sacrificing moisture. So if you're like not looking for something super heavy, but you need it, this is it. They created this formula to support your first line of defense against stressed skin, and it helps to put your moisture barrier back intact. It has lots of great things in it. It's like, why is it so good? It has avocado oil, hyaluronic acid, and full spectrum CBD, and it contains bisabolol,
which we've been talking about. I feel like it's in everything lately, and people have been calling it out.
Yeah, it's an antioxidant and helps combat the appearance of redness. So you could use this in the morning and you could also use it at night. I just am very, very happy with it. It's $29 and it just makes me, it's called Happy Dance. It makes me happy when I use it and it really does deliver. I have nothing but magnificent things to say about it. There you go.
I agree. I like that product a lot.
Okay, last but not least for you.
I got sent these products. I don't know if you got them, Kirby. I actually don't even know who sent them to me. It is a Japanese brand called Makanai. It is, I looked it up, and it's one of Japan's first clean beauty brands, whatever that means. Okay. In Japan. Might mean something different than in the States. All products are made in Japan with Japanese ingredients. The product packaging is beautiful. It very much reminded me of Tatcha.
Oh, I'm getting Tatcha vibes for sure.
And I have not tried all of their products yet, but one of the products that I was like, oh, I have to try this, is their Secret Recipe Hand Cream. Or we were talking about, you know, the Dior Cuticle Cream and hand creams. And I just feel like I've been using more and more now that it's getting a tiny bit cooler in LA, and my hands are just always generally dry because I'm constantly washing and sanitizing, it totally reminds me of Tatcha. And that's probably, I feel like I'm cheating on Tatcha, but Tatcha doesn't make a hand cream. So
yeah,
sorry. It is very much like a water-like texture. It's a hand cream, not a cuticle cream, but I like to like go from my cuticles first and then down my fingers, and I'll actually go again and then like go in to my hands. This is the Forever Camellia, which is also a very popular ingredient in a lot of Tatcha's products. This lotion hand cream comes in a few other fragrances. Actually, I would really like to try their Yuzu one.
Yeah, Awakening Yuzu. Mm-hmm.
Soothing Frankincense. And then the one they sent me is the Forever Camellia. The thing with hand creams for me is that I like a heavier hand cream for the evening, obviously.
Yes.
But during the day, like, I can't be bothered if it's too heavy because I just, you know, I'm touching my laptop. I'm like handling all the things. Like, I need it to absorb quickly. So I like to just have this like by my laptop on my desk here. It's almost like out of habit. I'm just like applying it, you know, every few hours. And it's so lovely. The scent is really not very strong, which is also, I think, good because I don't want it to be like overwhelming. It's made with, they have this like proprietary, I don't know exactly what it is, but it says it's like the KAESS complex and it has skin renewal benefits. So it's good for your skin. It's also made with spring water from Japan and it's like very rich in minerals, helps moisturize. Apparently it helps with the penetration of other skincare ingredients as well. Yeah, if you are looking for it, just like a nice little compact hand cream, I feel like it, you know, can fit really nicely into your hand or to your purse. Next to your laptop, it's $20. So I don't know. I guess it's kind of pricey for a tiny hand cream, but a little goes a long way. It says you can go up to your elbows, which is nice as well. But I think it's just a really, really beautiful product.
I want to check out the brand. It looks awesome.
Yeah, I am really excited to try their cleansers. All of the products just look really, really pretty. I love aesthetics.
Okay. Well, yes, you do. On that note, I'm swooping in, I'm swiping out the product that I did have listed, and I'm coming in hot with my final product, which is the Dior Cuticle Cream. I bought it. I went and I grabbed
it. Oh, I saw.
I went to Nordstrom.
I watched your review.
Y'all, it's the best. It is the best. Some people were like, just use Aquaphor. No. And you want to know why? Because Aquaphor is slippery. I'm a whore for Dior, and Aquaphor is slippery. And while I do like a shininess to my cuticle, like Sarah said, when you have something that's just super greasy and wet on your hands or too thick and you're trying to do things during the day, you don't want to use it. You don't want to keep using it because it just interferes.
You're going to have to like wipe it on your pants, like too much.
It's too much. This Dior Cuticle Cream, I think the reason why it's such a standout product that has had longevity is because it's a little tacky when you apply it. So you really do have to like rub it in and it takes maybe a minute or two, but then it dries down. It's not matte, like it still feels moisturized, but it's not super shiny or anything like that. And yes, it's $28. You will literally have it forever. I use the tiniest amount for all 10 of my phalanges and they look great. My cuticles have truly never looked better. I mean, I put this on yesterday morning and my cuticles are still looking good. So if you were wondering, Kirby, Sarah, should we get the cuticle cream from Dior? Yes. Yes. Treat yourself. I'm buying a bunch of these for the holidays and getting them bedazzled with people's initials.
Oh,
that's what I'm going to do.
Genius.
I know. I'm smart. It's like I'm stealing from the Vaseline situation.
Yeah.
But this is now what I'm going to do.
No one wants a bedazzled.
Do you want a bedazzled Vaseline or do you want a bedazzled Dior cream?
That was a Glamgelino Facebook group wreck.
I know. The Glamgelino is coming
through.
We
love you guys.
We do. We do so much. Okay. That's what's on our face, our body. Sarah had a lot of body stuff.
Did. I guess I'm, again, feeling
no
dry.
No hair.
No hair.
We're just neglecting our hair. We're neglecting it.
Just for the time being.
That's fine. Just for a minute. We'll return to the hair in a couple of weeks. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. If you love our podcast, have the courage to share it with a friend. or post it in your Instagram story, and we'll try to reshare you on ours. You can subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, follow us on Spotify. We're going to be making a page for Los Angeles where we'll not only obviously have all of our episodes, but then have like some playlists. Some, you know, if Sarah or I appear on different podcasts, we'll have a playlist for that. So watch that space. And then find all of our stuff on losangelespod.com. All of our episodes are there, and we list every single product that you guys could ever want to hear about on the page. We will talk to you on Friday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.